China, America's Predominant Culture of White Supremacy Poisoned Hong Kong. By John Hayward on June 11, 2020. The People's Daily, a house organ of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, argued on Wednesday that America's predominant culture of white supremacy has unleashed turmoil in Hong Kong and across the Middle East. There is some grim amusement to be found in watching one of the world's worst police states cherry-pick a statistic or two, following the lead of the American left. Of course, to argue that someone else is putting too many people in prison. The epidemic of systemic racism and discrimination against people of color has long poisoned the U.S. political atmosphere under the patronage of white supremacists and with their tacit connivance. They have perpetuated discriminatory laws and legitimized racial segregation by giving immunity to convicted police officers. An African American is far more likely to be arrested or killed by police than a white man in the United States. This rings terrifying alarm bells of a deep-seated hate. America has been in chaos for decades. From Martin Luther King to Eric Garner and George Floyd, racist killings are an echo of the past. The pattern of racial discrimination is chiseled into its political creed and laws. Police in the U.S. intentionally use lethal force such as chokeholds when arresting black people. Much of it is based on the incorrect assumptions that come from the same racist patterns. As police brutality is rarely subjected to scrutiny, racial violence continues to abound. Racial discrimination and subjugation are the antithesis of all that humanity stands for. The People's Daily declared, a statement the Uyghur Muslims huddled in China's brutal concentration camps would find interesting. According to the Uyghurs, one of the Chinese government's routine practices is sending a Han Chinese man to live with Uyghur women and their children while the men are undergoing re-education. As usual with Chinese communist agitprop, the People's Daily mostly regurgitated what it finds on American left-wing websites and social media feeds. The feeds Chinese citizens are forbidden to read because services like Twitter are banned for them. While thousands of Chinese officials set up accounts to influence American politics. The newspaper claimed that the protests and riots throughout America seemed insurmountable, and blamed them on a crippling anxiety over the senseless tragedies and violations of civil rights that continue to happen, and which need to be rectified, not abetted and exacerbated. Tens of millions of people who live under the curse of injustice are now frustrated and upset at the tyranny of the police and the country's leadership, the Chinese state outlet said of the United States. But xenophobic alienation and racial discrimination in the U.S. goes beyond police brutality. Segregation has its roots in history. American leaders have continuously turned a blind eye to racism and partly fueled it by allowing rampant segregation in the legal, economic, and social systems to thrive. The entire system subjugates Americans of African descent. The legal system is plagued by racial injustice. The healthcare system is rigged against African Americans. The state-regimented economic system marginalizes minorities and deliberately hinders upward social mobility. Once again, the sanctimonious guardians of human rights have destroyed the tenets of civil liberty and freedom. The editorial concluded by claiming America has somehow exported its culture of white supremacy to the rest of the world, causing violent communist revolutions in Latin America, Muslim religious wars in the Middle East, and pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. However little white supremacy might seem linked to any of those conflicts, some of which began before the United States even existed, the People's Daily assured its readers that America's pompous homilies about democracy and freedom are the cause of all the world's unrest, including the turmoil in Hong Kong, which CCP propaganda paints as a result of the direct interference of the United States in its pursuit of global hegemony. American leaders seldom remember the principles of human rights in dealing with lawful demonstrations on their own soil. They are committing similar atrocities by trying to deprive millions of their right to seek social equality, pontificated the house organ of a communist party that murdered countless civilians in Tiananmen Square to shut down a protest that threatened its power, and now forbids its people to remember the massacre.